Welcome to Funnel Hacker Radio Podcast, where we go behind the scenes and uncover the tactics and strategies top entrepreneurs are using to make more sales, dominate their markets, and how you can get those same results. Here is your host, Dave Woodward.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Funnel Hacker Radio. I'm your host, Dave Woodward, and today you guys are in for such a treat. I have the opportunity of actually bringing on one of my dear friends who I've followed for years. And I want to introduce you guys to John Benson. John, welcome.
Hey, Dave. It's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
You know, John, I've got to tell you, for those people who don't know John, let me tell you a little bit about John. John was born to biological parents in Ugazandor, Malaysia. John began his career at the age of four tending sheep and fur-bearing mammals, and his father, Akmar Hollister Benson, invented the manhole cover. Now, obviously, first of all, none of that actually is true as far as you guys know. John actually is well-recognized as one of the top sales copy strategists in the world. He's the CEO of DigitalPublisher.com and JBF Health. He is the creator of the Video Sales Letter, which ushered in a new form of selling on the web, as well as Email Copy Pro, which is essentially AI for email. And this is going to be one of the main things we talk about here today. But to date, John's email copy and video sales letters have generated over $12 billion in sales for hundreds of entrepreneurs and businesses, and $1.2 billion in sales specifically for his customers and clients, making him one of the most successful copywriters in history. John, I am so excited to have you on. Welcome once again.
Thanks, man. It's great to be here.
Now, John, you and I were talking offline before we started this, and I've been following your stuff for years. I actually bought Sellerator.com years ago as far as video sales letter. I've used it in my own products and services and things I've used. I am so excited to have you here. This is kind of a treat for me, and so I really want to make sure everyone gets to know you as fast as possible. Anything aside from the introduction I just said, you want to make sure people know about you?
You know what? Probably that introduction covers most of it. The very strange fictional intro there. I think copywriters, by their very nature, are sort of elusive and strange. So there you go. I think if I had to say one thing other than people know me as a copywriter that's written a lot of top offers out there, especially video sales letters for creating video sales letters. But really, I think what I bring mostly to the table is the ability to break down copy and teach it in a way that's sort of unique and gives you a unique insider's perspective on how the copywriting mind works, and more specifically how your customer's selling language is structured. So I believe like the book Love Languages, everyone has a selling language, and there's primarily four of them. And so inside all of my teaching, we talk about how to communicate in all four of those languages. And it's very specific. And once people get into it, you can turn someone that's never had any aspirations for being a copywriter, which I don't think most people should have aspirations for being a copywriter. It turns them into someone that can communicate with their audience. And that's what I'm interested in. I'm not interested in making other people great copywriters. I'm interested in making entrepreneurs good copywriters for their specific audience. So that's really my niche.
Oh, I love that. You know what? You're right. Copy for me is always one of the most difficult things. It's just writing is one of the things I struggle with. It's really why I wanted to make sure I brought you on. It's because I know I'm not the only one. A lot of, you know, we have, over 25,000 downloads every single month of our podcast. And I know everyone, all of our funnel hacker community, copy is one of the things everybody struggles with. And you are not only just a master at copy, but especially when it comes to email, which I know is probably for most people is the most difficult thing as far as how you actually sell through email. And I love your selling languages. If you don't mind, if you just take a couple minutes and break down what a couple of those selling languages might be.
Sure. Absolutely. So think in terms of what, as far as the selling languages go, the dialogue that's going inside your prospect's mind when they wake up in the morning, specifically related to your product. So, and more than likely, that dialogue is based on the first selling language, which unfortunately is fear. And I go into this quite a bit, where 75% of our motivation, our psychological motivation, is still driven by the amygdala, the parts of the brain that are the ancient brain. And that is almost all fear-based. And so that's why people respond to scarcity, or they respond to a story that sucks you in and says, do you show these four symptoms of having a heart attack? Those ads get clicks for a reason. And the difference is that we're only going into one language here. I talk about how to use fear constructively and how to use fear ethically. So I'm not even talking about being a fear monger. I'm saying making your prospect extremely well aware of the legitimate fears that they will experience unless they take action and either get your product or get somebody else's product and move toward those goals. So when your prospect wakes up in the morning, he or she is going to have something on their mind. And usually it's – unfortunately, it's usually not your product. I would love it if everyone got up in the morning and their number one concern – if their number one concern was, man, how do I get someone else to write all my emails for me that's really a kick-ass A-list copywriter, you know, and pay them like fractions of the penny? That's probably not their number one concern. But it is if you have to write an email. So if you get up in the morning, you go, oh, man, I got to write another email. I'm stuck with doing this and I hate writing emails. I don't know what to write. Blank, you know, I have a blank notepad in front of me. Notepad being a digital notepad, unless you're really old school and you're writing by hand. But underneath that is a fear, right? What is the fear? It's not really you have a fear of email. You have a fear of saying something that's not congruent or saying something that's poorly written to where you lose communication with your prospect. And what's the fear underneath that? The fear of that's very simple. You're going to lose money. You're going to lose your prospect's interest. Those are legitimate fears. And so when we talk about this fear language, we don't go into like, you know, we don't just harp on all that. For example, do you dread writing the next email? We say, why do you dread writing the next email? Have you thought about it? You know, the reason why you might dread that is because underneath that, there's a fear that you're going to lose respect or you're going to lose a sale. And if you lose a sale, what could happen? Well, if you lose enough sales, your business could fail. So you see, I'm just walking you down like a logical fear path. And that is a language that's going on. That's an actual dialogue going inside your customer's mind. Now, there's other ones of wants, desires. I can go into all the languages. We won't have time. But so they're positive. The wants and the desires. Wants and desires are different. And this is something I learned in writing in relationship space. When someone has a want versus someone has a desire. And the same thing is true of a purchase. Someone may actually wanting is like the first phase of desire. Your job as a copywriter is to say, okay, now I think that you want this. Like if anyone listening to me right now would want either me or a team of copywriters or even guys like Gary Halbert or I go back in history, like guys that didn't even write emails that wrote great ads. I'll tell you about what I mean here in a moment. But you would love for these guys to write your emails for you, right? I mean, who wouldn't, right?
Yeah.
But I could now to turn that into a desire, you have to leverage their core values and say, now here's what that would give you. This would give you X, Y, Z. And do you see why this is so this is beyond a want now? And you're into a desire mode. And once you get into desire mode, the buy button is just really very it's fractions of a second away from being clicked. And again, this is all using what I call ethical persuasion. And that's I can't underscore that enough. There's nothing in here that's deceptive. So that's the tricky part with when it comes down to writing really great copy is and you know like for example an email copy pro there are emails that certain people simply can't use because it just doesn't flow with their business structure. Others they absolutely love them. So yeah, and we ask them to choose that based on basically on ethics. You know, like if you really don't have people that are like if you don't have thousands of people saying how great you are, you know, change it to hundreds, change it to dozens, you know, that kind of thing. But that's pretty simple stuff to do, right? But yeah, the whole thing's based around I think that most people want to be rather than sold. Most people want persuasion is different than selling. No one likes to be sold, but people love to buy stuff. Yeah. So, because just look around you. Look around you right now. You actually like to buy stuff. You just don't like to be sold, and you don't need to sell that hard when you're talking to something that's an actual pain point. Like, I'll give you this one last example. Whatever you woke up with this morning, that's the most pressing problem. Now, hopefully, you woke up with lots of great stuff. Maybe the kids are doing great, the wife's doing great, the dog's doing great. But all of a sudden, you thought, "Ah, man!" And whatever the "ah, man" is, like, I got to go to the gym. I don't like being 20 pounds overweight. Oh man, I forgot my feet hurt. It could be anything, right? And if I have a product, let's say that your feet hurt, just making this up, obviously. If your feet hurt and you read my ad today and it just starts off with, did you wake up this morning and did your feet hurt? Yeah. I mean, it's something that's not great copy at all. Right. But you're going to go, yeah, I totally did. You know, a solution for morning aching feet. Well, that's even less of getting a little better. You see where we're going with this? But people do respond better to pain than they do to pleasure. But if I'm tapping into, hey, your feet's hurt, the one weird reason why your feet hurt in the morning, now I've really got you. I've got you on all levels, right? So that's what to do. So that, and I'm rattling this off the top of my head. But, you know, I can speak in copy. I've learned that. So I'm not quite as good as Gary Halbert was at it, but you know, but yeah, so that's how we think through things and what makes, I think this, like you mentioned, the, you know, product, Accelerator, and certainly Email Copy Pro makes it a little bit different because we actually walk our customers through how we think of things. And we basically edge them into filling in certain blanks using our mindset versus using their own mindsets. Not because we're smarter than they are, but because we simply know those sales languages very well.
I love it. You know, one of the things you just made mention of it, the fact is you speak so well in copy, and it's just kind of how it's fun. Every time I talk with Russell, it's one of those things where he speaks in sound bites because he's so used to doing a lot of recording. You speak in copy, and it just, it's so fun just to deal with a master like yourself. It's just really, really cool. So I appreciate you mentioning that.
I've always wanted to just record Russell and I having a conversation because it would go between Facebook ad blurb, like copywriting loop, you know, basically. Yeah.
That would be a fun, that actually would be a fun audio to actually record. I'll have to find a way of pulling it together here as we get close to launching Expert Secrets, and you've got Email Copy Pro, which I'm really super excited about. This is a, you know what?
Thank you.
One of the main things Russell spends a lot of time teaching, and what we've talked to in our funnel hacker community quite a bit about, is obviously you've got a sales funnel and everything else. And we just spent a whole bunch of time at Funnel Hacking Live talking about the fact that of it's really the follow-up funnel that we refer to afterwards, which entails a lot of email copy. That's, you know, for every dollar we bring in on the front end, we really make $16 on the back end, and that's because of the email copy. But that's why I wanted to have you on, is because I get asked all the time, John, as far as, Dave, I just suck at writing copy. I know Russell talks about soap opera sequences and Seinfeld emails and going out to your list on a regular basis. And when you were talking about, you know, the fear, that would just resonate so heavily, I'm sure, with a lot of people who are listening right now, because the fear of writing email copy is, gosh, am I going to have is everybody going to unsubscribe from my list? Am I going to lose money? And so those fears are real for the people who are listening to this. And what I loved is you and I were talking beforehand, John, you were talking about the fact as far as really using artificial intelligence for email. And that topic is such a big deal. I actually was, I was at Traffic and Conversion the other day, and we were talking with a guy who's doing a ton of stuff in the AI community with regard to AI for support and all this stuff. But I've never heard anyone talk about artificial intelligence for email. And you were mentioning how you've actually got this thing created, how you can actually get the best copywriters in history to write your emails for you. And I'm like, man, that, as you were talking about Gary Halbert and just yourself, if I had you writing my copy every day and my emails, I would be like in heaven. So with all that said, I wanted to talk, I'm just dying to have you tell me a little more about what is this whole artificial intelligence for email, and how does it work, and how can people use it?
The AI for email thing came out with, when I sat down with one of my writing partners, Ejon, who's one of the top, he's one of the top copywriters out there. He worked for a short time as one of the top guys at Agora, and just as a, he's a copywriting historian. And that's, I've never met anyone. He attended a couple of my masterminds, and that's how I met him. And I'd never met anyone that had such a grasp of the history of copy. As this guy just is a master student, and I'm not. I'm well known for anyone that's ever heard me interview before, or talked about, or spoke anywhere, or saw me speak anywhere, knows that I took a totally different, and certainly not what I would call a wise strategy to becoming a copywriter, because I never intended to be. I was always just a writer who happened to stumble into video sales letters. I was never going to be a copywriter, and it was completely accidental. It ended up being a serendipitous experience, because you know it ended up being a whole career for me. But so I never studied guys like Carlton and Benzavenga and Halbert, and I never even knew who these guys were when I was writing video sales letters. I actually did all the writing first, and then went back and started reading. And I had, to be honest with you, just have not read a tremendous amount. I got lucky because I knew exactly who to read. I ended up being friends with John Carlton. And so obviously John was one of the very first guys I was reading. And he's a great guy to know. And very flattered that I met him when he actually bought my product. Actually, I met him before he bought my product, but he bought Accelerator. I took a picture of it because I was like, I have to get this on camera, right? but I was like, oh, man, I feel like, yeah, that, I, you know, it kind of feels like if you were a quarterback and Tom Brady came to watch you play. play. It's that kind of that kind of a feeling. So I went into that kind of backwards, where Yi-Chun went into it forwards, and he did it in what I consider the right way. And he goes all the way back 100 years, right? He can talk about, you know, guys from 100 years ago. And I mean, I know some of them, Claude Hopkins, all those guys, but you know, very few entrepreneurs have time to go back and research copy for the last 100 years and figure out why it works and all this kind of stuff. Well, so I teamed up with him, and when I was showing him the breakdown of what email copy pro was going to be, at first he was like, hold it, how on earth do you even do this? Because email is it's topical communication. Email isn't like, I mean, sure, anyone can get a swipe file for, hey, I've got this promo going over here, go click here, and then you send it out once and you're done. How could you possibly ever send that out again, right? You have to rewrite it, right? So I'm showing him this machine that rewrites all these emails. And not only rewrites it, and then you could choose another email and it will rewrite that one and rewrite it again and rewrite it again. And he goes, wait, time out. This is like almost like artificial intelligence for you. So it was like he was the one that actually sparked that AI for email thing in my head. I go, you know, it is kind of AI. It's as close as thing you're going to get, because as you're putting in data, you're reading emails and you're going, I think I want to change this entry here. And you click on it because I want to make it read a little bit different. And you just add it to your library, and then Email Copy Pro will randomly pull it in to the next for whatever emails it pulls in. So the more stuff that you have, the more randomized, and when I say randomized, I mean the more uniquely flowing your emails sound, so that your emails don't sound like, you know, like if you're selling, say, a printer, it says, you know, when it comes to printers, I really don't like bad printers. Printers, you know, it sounds really terrible. But if you said, when it comes to printing documents, there's nothing more. I really have a frustration. I really hate the dreaded arrow sign on my printer or whatever. So you just, even changing one word, like printing documents for printers. So that's what Email Copy Pro encourages you to do. And the more that you put into it, the more unique the emails sound. So that's where the AI came from. But then what we did with the history of copy is we took, like, I knew all the guys in the top copywriter guys out there in the email world. And, you know, I've written emails for tons of guys. I charge a minimum $1,000 an email. And that's what any A-lister is going to charge you, around $1,000 an email. So $10,000 for 10 emails. And that's a secret you can use once, right?
Yeah.
But if I wrote 10 emails for Russell to close out a funnel, or any of Russell's high end clients, what could you do with 10 grand? You could turn that into, you could turn that into millions, right? So it's an easy investment for guys that are in the high end, but the guys even in the medium tier, they could turn it into, you know, 20 or 30 grand. It's a good investment. But most people aren't going to spend 10 grand for an email. But so what we did is we went out and rounded up, like, our friends were saying, hey, you could use this sequence. Hey, this one works really well for me. Yeah, knock yourself out, use this. And what we did is we took it apart by their sales languages, by their what I also call them persuasion triggers. Every sentence had certain triggers in it that we were seeing as copywriters, and say, oh, this is why this works. So we would take it, rewrite it, and then we would rewrite it a dozen times over, so that the email keeps rewriting itself with completely fresh stuff, and also keeping the same persuasion triggers that caused it to work in the first place. So when they came out, so we were doing originally with all these emails that were that were going around that were real popular. Then we thought, hold it, why limit this to emails? And then Yi-Chun went back along with myself, and we took messages from 100 years ago. We took some of the top copywriters literally from 100 years ago, obviously way before email even existed, but took their messages that made millions. A couple of them made billions of dollars. The Wall Street Journal ad, the Prevention Magazine ad. I could go down the line of these ads that no one knows about unless you're a historian. And we took some of these great marketing messages and actually turned them into emails and tested them. And then, wow, do they work? Of course they work, because the same persuasion triggers work 100 years later. It's the same thing, right? That's why great copywriters study these legends, is because they're still so applicable. In fact, they're more applicable because they cut through. They had to really know their audience. They did not have the benefit of a split test. They did not have the benefit of clicking a button and instantly getting results. They had to test this the old-fashioned way with mail or print. Right? There was no A-B split testing in print, guys. So you were either a kick-ass, bad mofo copywriter, and those are the only guys that made it in that world, or you just sucked and you didn't make it. And so we took those guys And so that's what makes it. So that's where we're coming with the AI. It's like literally pulling from a database of 100 years of great copywriters. And every month we add to it with, you know, the hottest emails of today, also some great sequences, also some great emails of the past that we turn into. We call them emails of the past because they're, you know, they literally did not exist until email copy pro and email format. So it's kind of cool. So that's the beast. That's the beast.
I absolutely love that, because one of the things you made mention of, and I think it's important people understand, there's a huge difference between swipe copy and what you guys have created with Email Copy Pro. And the reason I mention this is we just did a Facebook Live a while back, actually even a podcast from Russell, where he was, again, late that one night on eBay and basically found this huge swipe copy, swipe files, and spent, you know, $4,000 for the swipe copy, and it came on, again, we got it on flash drive. Actually, it was a hard drive, basically. And then also about six, actually probably about 8 inches worth of printed paper on 11 by 17 paper sent to the office. I mean, it's just huge. And we're sitting there going, oh my gosh, this is like a treasure trove of all the best copy in the world.
Right.
The only problem is it's all there in print. And the only way you can do it is you got to read through it. And I'm sitting there going, it'd be so cool if someone had taken all this content and all this stuff from the last 100 years and put it into a software where it just created emails for you. And literally about a week later, I get this email and this video from you and, you know, David Gonzalez basically saying, hey, check this out. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this is exactly what we were talking about, where you basically have taken all that history and put it into a software to where now a person can literally, if they spend the time, have basically software create email that literally hundreds of years worth of content and of the very, very best people in the world writing, you've got that in there. So I'm so fascinated. The timing was perfect. I remember David actually was sitting there going, you know, basically sending an email to me saying, Dave, listen, I know this is going to sound really weird, but I know you guys don't promote stuff and you have to understand this is exactly what your audience needs. And I'm like, well, we got to get you guys on, because he was basically saying he couldn't tell the difference between your emails and the one that your software created, which to me, I mean, you are such an amazing copywriter. To not be able to tell the difference, that's when it was like, okay, Email Copy Pro totally works, and I want to make sure that our audience hears about this.
Yeah, thank you. It was when I was first recruiting David to work on this. You know, I've known David for years, and I knew that just because we were friends, that he would probably say yes. But I said just for grins, I mean, because the first question that we get usually is like, how does this differ from fill in the blank, you know, scripting tool? And it's like, well, there's a cataclysmic difference between these two. And my default go to on this is, if I was not a copywriter, my answer would be, I would have all of them, because it's like what Russell spent $4,000 on a swipe file that most of it you can't use. But and even if you could, you'd have to transcribe all of it. And then if you did transcribe all of it, then if you're just transcribing it word for word, is plagiarism. So you get a lot of issues, you know. So what do you do with that? Well, the best thing to do for this, and of course Russell has the staff and the team and the know-how to do this, but most of us don't. And so the best way to do this is, like, what if this was we hope over the next 2 or 3 years that we actually have the entire – everything we can find in the library for people to use. We're starting off with we're in beta right now. We go to 1.0 April 4, but that's the goal for email Copy Pro is that our team will do that research and that work for you, but not just from the historical perspective, but also from the modern perspective. In other words, what's going on right now? Like I just went to dinner with a good friend of mine who wrote she had an amazing email that she wrote and got this incredible response from it. And I just pinged her and said, hey, would you mind if we added this to our library? And she said, sure, absolutely. You know, knock yourself out. And yeah, so it's like, in knowing that these things work because we're around all these guys and that's what we do. It's like, oh, hey, this email is killing it. This email is getting, you know, 20% clicks or whatever they can, you know, 100% clicks, whatever ridiculous numbers they want to throw out, right? And we go, oh, okay, well, let's look at it and figure out why, and then let's put it into the library. So that's what's really cool. And And then putting it into the library in different tones. So we have an aggressive tone, a soft tone, a baseline tone, which is the majority of our emails. So in other words, if a woman is sending out to a spiritual list, she's not going to want to go, hey, you're going to walk over here and get this right now. You know, that tone isn't going to work very well, right?
No.
This is the things that we're doing now. It's going to be pretty cool and pretty unique over the next few months of launching this. And of course, we're taking the interesting thing is it's actually become somewhat of an email wiki, in the sense that people are saying, our customers are literally going, hey, I wrote this email and got this kind of response to it, and would you mind putting this inside the machine? And if it's really good, we do. So it's kind of cool. It's a repository of really awesome emails that isn't like your typical swipe. In other words, if you bought a swipe pile right now, unless you knew the persuasion triggers and knew how to rewrite that, it's going to either be plagiarism, or what most people do in the email world, they'll literally take somebody's email and write it word for word and change the variables, right?
Exactly.
Major problem with that, not just legally speaking, major problem with that is you can only use that once. So one of the coolest features of Email Copy Pro is the fact that even if you have – let's say that you have your favorite email. Everyone does, right? I have an email that I love to send out every Monday. Well, I knew this guy, and this is where this came from. I'll tell you this really short story. I know somebody. I can't say who it is. But someone's a very famous marketer that sends the same exact email every Monday and has for 4 years without rewording it, without changing the subject line, to his same list. And he gets roughly the same amount of sales. And we were like, why is that? How is that even possible? You know, it's because – and he gets – people will open that. He'll track the opens, right? He uses Infusionsoft, I think. And it's like people will open it like 9 times and then they'll buy. It's so – I thought, well, you know what would be even better is what if you could take that email – and reword it. What if it wasn't? So in other words, the first sentence sounded totally different, because it's just like a sales letter, Dave. That if you change the first minute of a sales letter, you can keep that sales letter alive for like years, right? Especially VSL. People will pay me lots of money to change the first minute of a sales letter. Well, what if you change the first paragraph of an email? Even better than that, what if you click a button and the whole thing rewrote itself with the same exact persuasion triggers and the same exact structure as the original email? So in other words, it's going to have the same – it could even have better response. It could have, so that's what's really cool about it. And you could send that, and you could do it the next day and the next day. You could just – literally it would rewrite itself, you know, as almost as many times as you click the button. So that's what we created with Email Copy Pro that makes it really, really unique. We call that the regeneration. That's a trademarked thing that we So yeah, and yeah, it's really groovy. So what's going on right now with you know, a lot of the just purely scripting tools? Some of them are really good and they get people started. And like I said, you should just own them all. This one allows you to rewrite things, and then you could actually put new variables in, and it sounds totally different and it looks totally different. And of course, you could do that with hundreds of emails that are in there. So and of course sequences as well. So
oh, I love that. Now, guys, obviously, I want to make sure that you get this, you play around with it, you use it. Emailcopypro.com is where you can find it. But understand what that whole regeneration thing, and I've seen that happen, what John just made mention, just by changing literally the first minute of a VSL, you literally can keep a product going for eternity because it just continues to convert and convert and convert. And so I'm fascinated. We've done that a couple of times, even to our Dream 100 people on the email, where we literally just change the first sentence, and mm-hmm. You're right, it does convert. I can't imagine having the opportunity to literally regenerate it. That's crazy cool stuff.
Yeah, and it really does allow you, if all you found was like 10 emails and you just use the same 10 emails and you just regenerate them. I'm not suggesting that you do that, but you could. It's far better than saying someone sends out, hey, here's a 5 email sequence funnel script or whatever the case may be. And that's great. I mean, that you need that. But what do you do after? And how do you continually engage somebody? So the last thing I'll say that I think is really important for people to know – well, two things if you don't mind. Number one, this is a power tool, and very much like if you know cars, the difference between a Lexus and a Lamborghini They both start with L. That's pretty much where it ends, right? The Lamborghini requires a lot more maintenance, okay? The Lamborghini requires a lot. And if you go to a Ferrari, it requires every, you know, $30,000 yearly thing. These things are ridiculously expensive cars, but they're Ferraris or Lamborghinis. That's the reason why they can do that. So to set up Email Copy Pro, it takes you a few hours, not a few minutes. And there's no way we actually generate content emails. So the one thing I wanted to be different with is every month we come up with new content sequences that we again, from scouring the internet and going, what works, and our friends saying, hey, here's a content piece that really drove got a lot of opens, drove a lot of interest, soft content that pushes and still sells. Content's much more difficult to write from an automated point of view than promotional and opt-in and funnel. But we have a whole list of content emails. So, and yeah, believe it or not, we actually made that work. And the only way to make that work is to have you fill out what we call our niche forms to a degree that we know everything about your business. So we're only wanting people that are serious enough to sit down for a day and fill this out. And then if you do that, we can write just about every email you'll ever want for the rest of your career. If that's not worth a day of your time, you're not a good fit. But then again, I don't think you take email very seriously if that's the case. So,
I could tell you it's taken more than a day for me to write one email at a time. So if I thought I could spend one day and have all my emails written for life, I think I'd be more than happy to invest that one day, John. That's kind of a no-brainer for me.
That and people will get some other, you know, some other different kind of things, and they'll get a swipe file or a cheesier version of some scripting tool or whatever, and it will spit it out, you know, and all the grammar will be wrong, and they have to rewrite that, you know, half of the email. Yeah, that's the problems that you don't have here. So this makes it a little bit unique, you know.
Oh, I love it. So guys, again, that's at Email Copy Pro. We're going to be releasing this episode on Monday, April 3rd, and I think that's actually a day before this actually comes live. But regardless, I want to make sure you guys, the reason I wanted to have John on here is we wanted to make sure you guys had access to this before it actually goes live. So again, if you're listening to this on April 3rd, definitely you're going to get some added bonuses. But more important than that, no matter when you listen to this, this is something that's going to be evergreen, because you're going to be writing email copy the rest of your life. And there's nothing better than having someone else do it for you, especially if you can rely on literally the last 100 years, the very best copywriters to do it. Obviously, ClickFunnels is built on software, and so we're always trying to find as many different software tools as we can to basically free people's time up. I mean, there's, John, I can't tell you how many hours I spend trying to write and rewrite and redo an email in hopes that it's going to convert. And so if I can have you writing it for me or the best people of history writing it, that's kind of a no-brainer. So that's why I'm so excited to have you on. And anything else you want to tell people before we wrap things up?
I cannot emphasize this enough. If funnel, like the reason I really enjoy what Russell's provided for the market is he's gone out, as you guys know, and he's created tools that every marketer needs. And I have had conversations with Russell over the past couple of years about, and I actually wrote copy for Russell back when he used to have other products. And the necessity of great copy cannot be understate. It cannot be overstated. It's impossible to overstate the importance of having great copy. But to have great copy on a continual basis, and this is the underscore here, it's really not until Email Copy Pro, I don't think there's been a really solid product that comes out that says we're going to keep updating this every month so that you have fresh copy and that you don't have to put an immense amount of time and effort into something that may or may not work for you. At the same time, and this is very, very important, each one of you have your own unique message, every single person. So if there was a system out there that helped pull that out of you, imagine what that would do when combining it with the words of the greatest writers in history. So your unique tone with that, their unique tone, and it comes out in a really kick-ass way. So that's something we're very proud of. We're just going to make it better and better as the years go by.
You know, what you did mention of there, John, I think people don't understand. We've had so many people try to knock off ClickFunnels by, you know, saying, hey, this thing's only going to cost you, it's a lifetime membership for $97. And I'm like, right. I can tell you right now, if you're going to try to do a lifetime software for $97, you basically will know you'll never get any support and it'll never be upgraded or updated at all. And so I love the fact that you guys are always updating this, because especially with content, things change. And it's great having obviously a lot of history, but I love the fact that you guys are continuing to add all the new stuff in there on a regular basis, which to me, that's what was so cool about Email Copy Pro is it's something that's, again, it's a lifetime opportunity to really be involved and have someone else write your copy so you can focus on what you do best, which is selling. So I'm excited. Exactly. I'm really excited.
Thanks so much, Dave.
Well, as we wrap things up here, again, John, I can't thank you enough for your time. You're a dear friend. You've been a huge friend and a fan of ours here at ClickFunnels and with Russell and myself. And we've loved all that you've done for us. I really, again, I encourage you guys, take a look at John's new product, Email Copy Pro. It's coming out really, you're going to be getting this as the very, very, very first people to even know about it. So we wanted to make sure we got this out to you guys. And even on the replay, and if you're listening to this later, it's still one of those things, as John mentioned, he's continuing to add brand new stuff to it all the time. So definitely check it out. Again, John, last parting words, anything at all before you say goodbye?
Just one thing. There's a motto that I got from my good friend, the marketing Buddha, Dean Jackson. When it comes to emails, the most common question I get asked is how many days a week should I send email? And my answer is always the same. Only on the days you want to make money.
I'm leaving on that part.
Yep.
Thanks, John.
You're welcome, Dave. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Funnel Hacker Radio Podcast. If you'd like to be notified anytime we release a new episode, just subscribe over at funnelhackerradio.com. In addition to that, we'd love to send you a free gift. You can find that free gift at funnelhackerradio.com/free trial. One last thing is we love giving away cars. So if you'd like access to a free dream car, all you have to do is go to funnelhackerradio.com/dream car and you'll get all the details. Thanks again for listening.